This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, December 23rd, 2013. Two more days to Christmas and all kinds of stuff going on. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to just pounce on that phone when you call on in with your concerns and observations here. Little program note. Over the weekend, we posted this wonderful three-hour documentary on all of the inconsistencies in the Sandy Hook official story. And on January 2nd, we're going to have the producer, director of that documentary, Mark Howitt, on the show to talk about just this amazing volume of contradictions and other holes in the official story, and we're going to be talking about that. Now, as I said today, this is December the 23rd. It is the 100th birthday of the Federal Reserve tyranny over the United States of America, a system of banking that is designed to extract the work product of the people and put it in the pockets of the bankers. And it's rather amazing. It only took 12 years of King George III's Currency Act to trigger a revolution. The Federal Reserve has made it 100 years, so they ought to be satisfied by now, I would think. But it is their birthday today, so happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Get plastered, you bastards. Happy birthday to you. It is also today the deadline for enrolling in Obamacare. And there's that last-second surge of people trying to get on to healthcare.gov. And as usual, they're getting the message, we're sorry, we're overloaded, please come back later on. Well, technically, after midnight, they're past the deadline. Obama has waived, supposedly, the penalties for failing to enroll in Obamacare under the hardship clause of the health care, the Affordable Health Care Act, with the hardship being, of course, Obamacare and its website itself. But people are trying to get in there. Last couple of days of shopping for Christmas, and people are out there that they've been whipped into a frenzy of buying and other social obligations. Apparently, over in Pittsburgh, the Salvation Army did a toy drive where people who had a little extra would buy toys and donate them to hand out to parents who weren't able to buy their own children toys, and they were going to have the parents come by and pick up the toys. Turned into a riot because there were so many people showing up saying, please, I need a free something to give to my child on Wednesday for Christmas. By the way, a little program note for those of you who missed it last week. RBN will be on holiday mode tomorrow, Christmas Eve, and Wednesday, Christmas Day. They'll be replaying shows from the past to give our overworked and underpaid technical support crew the 2 days off to go have dinner with Tiny Tim. I want to mention this story. I talked about it briefly on Friday, and it has to do, it's coming out of Florida. Guy by the name of Tyler Hadley, young kid, middle-class neighborhood, all of a sudden hauls off and murders both his parents with a hammer, and then decided to throw a wild party for all of his school chums in the house with the parents' bodies lying dead in the bedroom. And the story is significant because, first of all, there was no gun they could blame for. Oh, the guns were responsible for yet another death. And the kid himself, Tyler Hadley, is saying these prescription antidepressants he was on are what just enabled him or made him do it. We know that a lot of these prescription antidepressants can trigger extreme rage, paranoia, extremely poor impulse control. Tyler basically said of one of his medications, I wish I'd never started taking that pill. None of this would have happened. And I predicted last Friday we were not going to see much of this story anywhere in the corporate media. And that is certainly what has transpired. The corporate media is loudly proclaiming the sad death of Claire Davis, the single victim of the Arapaho shooting. Oh, how terrible, she was shot by this guy with a gun. He was shot. And here we have a double murder. Kid murders his own parents, throws a party in the house with the bodies lying there, but they're not really going to give it a lot of attention because there are no guns to blame. And, of course, it underscores that these prescription medications we are being sold are very dangerous and in a significant portion of the population can trigger violence, rage, paranoia, uncontrolled impulses. And again, go over to SSRIstories.com. You will see hundreds and hundreds of documented cases where these medications have taken ordinary, normal, healthy people and just melted their brain and sent them off onto absolute mayhem. And it seems like the pharmaceutical industry is operating on a business model these days of selling medications to people who are perfectly healthy up until they start taking those medications, and then tragedy results. But there are no guns to blame, and we can't say anything that would offend those big pharmaceutical corporations and their advertising, so the corporate media is pretty much ignoring the story. In fact, the only follow-up I saw to it was in the local paper in the area, taking umbrage with the original Rolling Stones report that there were was inadequate social services to deal with troubled teenagers in that neighborhood. And they came back and said, no, there aren't. We're perfectly okay. So anyway, moving right along. And the reason I mention that is because they're about to have the hearing on James Holmes' sanity from the Colorado theater shooting case. And they're going to hold a hearing on his mental competency, and the public and the media are locked out of this hearing. And especially in the wake of this case in Florida, where the perpetrator said it was the prescription antidepressants that made him commit the crime. It is obvious the powers that be don't want any embarrassing revelations coming out regarding James Holmes, what medications he may have been on. Because it might harm those poor, struggling pharmaceutical corporations. Remember up at Sandy Hook, where a public interest group demanded to know what medications Adam Lanza was on, and the assistant prosecutor for the Connecticut State Coroner's Office, Patrick Quanishy was his name, said even if in this one case the medications caused Adam Lanza to do what he was doing, that was not important information for the public to have because it might lead to them not taking their medications any longer. And if you look at how powerful, how much a part of the Connecticut economy pharmaceuticals are, you will understand what's going on here. They're not protecting the public interest. They're protecting the profits. They're protecting the money. Now, I don't know about you, but I've definitely had it up to here with all the brouhaha over Duck Dynasty. And of course, it's an absolute gift to the show. Their ratings were in decline last October. Now everybody wants to tune in and see what all the fuss was about. The Duck Dynasty branded merchandise is flying off the shelves. Walmart is already completely out. And they're making a really, really big deal about this. And at first I thought this was just Duck Dynasty pulling a PR stunt to boost their viewership. Now I'm beginning to wonder if having failed to anger the blacks against the whites, like they were trying to do during the Zimmerman case, maybe the government is their latest divide and conquer is to try and stir up the gays versus the straights. And that's not going to work either, because I think most people have the same attitude that I have. If you're opposed to homosexual marriage, don't marry a homosexual. Problem solved. And they seem to be whipping that up. Now, in the latest embarrassment for the show, it turns out the creator of Duck Dynasty is Scott Gurney, starred as an actor in a gay adult film in 2001 in a film called The Fluffer. He's a gay porn star. So, and meanwhile, while the corporate media obsesses about Duck Dynasty, what are they not reporting to us? We need to know. And of course, when we come back from the commercial break, we'll be going into all those stories, the stories that actually affect your lives that you need to know about. So we're going to take a little break here for commercials. I know we've got a caller on the line. We're going to come back to you as soon as we're back from these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, that little piece of bump music is from my wife Claire's Christmas Without Borders album. And if you will call into RBN and pledge a donation of $100 or more, along with the nifty t-shirt and coffee mug, we will also send you out a signed autographed CD of Christmas Without Borders. We were actually in a restaurant the other day, and they were playing it over the Muzak system. That was a bit of a thrill for Claire to experience here. All right, we're going to go to the phone. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How you doing there, Brother Mikey? I salute you there, big guy.
I'm doing
hey,
fine.
Mike, yesterday morning, I love you, brother. Yesterday morning, I woke up to a big surprise, and boy, did we get smacked with snow. Man.
Yes.
I had to spend about an hour and a half out there with my 185 horsepower motor that runs silent, but I did hear a bunch of snow blowers. I tell you, it was snow blower heaven cleaning
off
the
snow. No. Pay no attention to the snow and the ice and the snow blowers. Just pay attention to the warm temperatures they claim are hitting those cities on the East Coast, because you're not, you know, if you're a real American, you won't look at all that snow and ice. You will just listen to the reports about how, oh, it was really warm for winter there and inside the cities on New England. And of course, cities are very warm places, and we know that NOAA likes to put their temperature sensors near sources of heat, including in one case a trash incinerator. But you know, we're going to talk about this later in the show. The corporate media is out there to convince you that even with all the snow and ice, oh yes, it's warm, it's very warm, it's record warm, but they're going to hit us with a carbon tax as soon as spring comes around, I guarantee it.
Yeah, Michael, I wanted to give you an economic report now. I was on the trail of this a long time ago. We were talking about ghost cities, you know, about
yes.
Detroit, Broke City, and Baltimore. And now I heard that Atlanta down there is going to join the show of going to becoming a ghost city this morning down in Atlanta. So, you know, it goes back to what we were saying before, that Obamacare rush to the computer and sign up. It doesn't matter. These people are still going to get hammered in the long run, because look at the track record of this fastidious government we've been having for the last 100 years. So, Michael, I just wanted to say aloha and Merry Christmas and have a peaceful new year there, big guy. We'll talk to you later then.
All right, well, we'll definitely have a very peaceful new year, because we're not allowed to have fireworks anymore. You know, we can have little party poppers, but we're not allowed fireworks. And I remember 20 years ago now, when, in fact, right now, 20 years ago, I was on my honeymoon with Claire here in Hawaii, and I thought it was so cool we were allowed to have real fireworks to celebrate the new year with, but they don't want you familiar with how to light fuses or handling explosives and stuff, and so now it's little party poppers that they have there. All right, we're going to grab another phone call real quick. Ralph in California. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. It's good to talk to you again, and enjoying your show as always. Regarding about Duck Dynasty, I called in earlier regarding when it first came out on John's show.
Yes.
And I said, I think it's a media distraction, because it's such an easy target. And he didn't think so at the time. But he just made a comment that this is
becoming... Originally, I thought it was a publicity stunt, because last October, it was being reported in the trades that Duck Dynasty's ratings were starting a serious decline. As most reality shows, after you've seen a few episodes, you've seen all that you're going to see on the show, and that's kind of the end of it. And... when you have, you know, ratings decline, they try and do something to create publicity, and creating a controversy can do it. But looking at how much airtime the corporate media is giving this story, I'm starting to really think that the goal here is to try and get the gays and the straights screaming at each other, so we're not paying attention while the U.S. invades Sudan and starts yet another war. Sabotages the Israel-Palestine deal, sabotages the P5+1 deal, and we're being conditized with this whole thing about Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, I think what it is, it started out with just A&E and GQ interview,
yeah.
And I guess the government, the provocateurs say, hey, we can spin off on this, like what you're talking about.
Okay, all righty. Somebody apparently just called in and said Drudge is reporting that the entire cast of Duck Dynasty is walking off the show.
Their dad is no longer on the show. You think the sons are going to say, okay, Dad, we'll see you later?
Well, you know, first of all, the whole idea of the show is this family has a lot of money. It's a real-life Beverly Hillbillies. They're the inheritors of a fortune from one of their ancestors who invented the most commonly used duck call by hunters. And that was sort of the charm of the show. They're rich people who don't really act like they're rich. But, again, the ratings were already in decline. I really am suspicious of the immediate attention being focused on it. Are they using it to conditize us? Yes. Are they trying to get the gays in the straights screaming at each other so we're not paying attention to what the government and the bankers are doing? Yeah, I think that's a big part of the agenda.
I agree. It's divide and conquer.
It absolutely is. Absolutely.
All right. Sir. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for the phone call. Now, I'm going to, because this is just before Christmas and, you know, nothing really serious is happening right now, in the greater scheme of things, I'm going to be hopping around a little bit, and I want to take a moment to bash the TSA. Now, if you're familiar with my last Friday show, I was talking about this near disaster at the Maui airport caused by TSA that refused to let passengers use the stairwell right next to the jet ramp, which is there next to the jet ramp for the passengers to use if the jet ramp isn't working, which is what happened with us, and almost resulted in one of the passengers walking into the spinning blades of the turboprop that we were boarding for the trip up here to Honolulu. Well, there's been another incident here. And apparently, over in New York, there was a photographer who was going through the security checkpoint. And if you're a photographer, especially high-end, you know how important dust removers are. And some are the canned air, and some are just rubber bulbs that squirt air to blow dust off the lenses and sensors of your cameras. And apparently this photographer was going through, and he had a particular dust remover that's called the Rocket, and the round, soft rubber bulb has four little fins on it, which make it stand up, and it looks kind of cool. It's like retro 1950s science fiction, and it also, of course, keeps it from rolling away, keeps it upright so you can grab it real quick as you're working on your cameras. TSA took this away from him under the excuse that it could be filled with gunpowder and used as a missile. Now, this photographer did not have any gunpowder, and he did not have any means to detonate said gunpowder if he'd put it into this little rubber blower, and they took it away from him. Now, the reality is that idea that we can take anything from you that might be filled with gunpowder and used as a weapon, even though you don't have any gunpowder, could be applied to soft drink bottles, baby bottles, cigarette packs, cosmetic containers. And it's just another reminder that those people working at those security checkpoints, for the most part, are people who took the job at TSA because they couldn't meet the minimum job requirements to work at a hamburger stand. And again, in their entire career of oppressing the American people, looting our luggage, dropping laptops, they have yet to find a single real terrorist threat. It has not happened at all. Now, moving on over to Syria, the United States tried to ram through a United Nations statement from the Security Council condemning the Syrian gas attacks on their own people. Russia vetoed it. And they had good reason to. More when we come back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to backtrack a little bit for a clarification on the Duck Dynasty situation. Apparently, the cast of the show is threatening to quit. They haven't yet, to clarify from the person who called in there. Now, it sounds dramatic, and it's certainly going to get headlines, but I think the safe assumption is that all of those cast members are under a contract with the producers of the show. And if they walk off the show, there will be a lawsuit for breach of contract, which will go forward because the Duck Dynasty family, they've got money. There is something to go after in a breach of contract lawsuit. Or maybe they'll claim the affluenza defense. We were so rich, we don't understand how society works and put us on probation, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, getting back to the situation with Syria, as I mentioned before the break, Russia vetoed a United Nations statement condemning the Syrian government for carrying out gas attacks against its own people. Now remember, back when this all happened, August 21st, I pointed out that what should have been in that story being put out by Kerry and Obama was a reason for Assad to do something that incredibly stupid, and they never had one. Well, now it turns out the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors, very quietly, hoping it wouldn't be noticed, rather ridiculous in this day of the independent media, have now retracted the claim that they found residue of sarin at the location of that August 21st attack. Remember, the whole case for war against Syria was, these people were attacked with sarin gas, and the United Nations found residue of sarin, and we know the rebels don't have sarin, therefore it had to be Assad. That was the entire rationale. And of course, it was documented that the rebels did have sarin, were using sarin, and now the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors, who came back and originally said we found residue of sarin at the location of the August 21st attack, have now very quietly removed that from the current revision of their report. So there is no case against Assad. And the U.S. is still up there at the United Nations saying, we must condemn Assad because once the United Nations condemns him, we have legitimacy to invade. The U.S. government is very schizophrenic over the situation in Syria. I think the commerheads are realizing that with the hired mercenaries now dominated by the more radical Islamic fanatics who hate the United States and Israel, leaving Assad in place is actually right now the best option in the geopolitical sense. But there are those hardliners in the United States government that apparently are operating from the idea that once we decide we're going to invade somebody, we must invade to maintain our credibility on the world stage here. Very interesting article coming out of Voice of Russia. The West doesn't want Syria's Assad to take part in the transition process, observing that the goal from the West is to get rid of Assad because they said they would, and they want everybody to know they mean what they say. And it may well be that Obama's going along with the P5+1 deal with Iran was an attempt to court Iran into assisting Obama with convincing Assad to leave Syria. I don't think that's going to work because Iran has to understand that even if they help the United States with Assad, once Assad is gone, the U.S.-Israel war against Iran goes back into high gear. So I don't think they're going to fall for that one. Meanwhile, of course, Sudan is heating up. Article that came out of thehindu.com. U.S. will intervene in South Sudan, Obama. Now, their rebels, their revolutionaries, those people in Sudan who are sick and tired of their government just giving away all the goodies to foreign corporations at rock-bottom prices, are trying to take back their country. We were told we were supporting the Syrian rebels for that reason, but in this case, we're supporting the government. Obama sent troops in ostensibly to protect the U.S. embassy and American interests. They are overflying Sudan with aircraft, one of which was fired on by an as-yet unknown party. And so now Obama is saying, well, you know, because they're attacking Americans, now we can intervene. And we're hearing already there's an escalation. Another 100-some-odd Marines are ready to enter South Sudan. So basically the way Obama got this war on yet another resource-rich African country is send in American soldiers, wait for somebody to shoot at them and say, ah, you're shooting at Americans, we now have a right to invade. That's basically how they got this down there. Now getting back to the situation in Iran, a story out of the Times of Israel, U.S. Jewish groups support new Iran sanctions bill. Funny how nobody talks about whether the American people are supporting a new Iran sanctions bill or how many Americans are supporting yet another war into yet another country that has not actually attacked us. And this new Iran sanctions bill is already talking military strikes. The bill in Congress is skipping committee. It's not even going to be discussed in committee. They put it in. It's done. Going to go right to a vote. The war hawks in Congress are now claiming they have a veto-proof majority. So this bill will go through. If Obama refuses to sign it, they will vote it past his veto. And the sanctions will be back. The war will be on. It is a reminder that the United States Congress, which is supposed to represent the will of the American people, is clearly serving the interests of a foreign government, Israel, and serving the interests of the American banking establishment, which is desperate for more war to try and clean up this economic mess from 100 years of private central banking. Now, National Security Advisor Susan Rice is saying that the United States is putting in place a system to automatically reimpose sanctions on Iran the instant there is any suspicion they're not living up to the P5 plus one. And of course, it is up to the United States to say whether or not Iran is totally in compliance. And they're going to be looking for a reason to say, oh, they did this, there's that, and they'll be back on there. Obviously, the goal remains war with Iran to make sure Iran's oil is only for sale on the world market for the U.S. dollar. And to teach Iran that they will not run their nation without the benefit and glories of privately owned central banks issuing all of the currency as a loan at interest. And we've seen what a wonderful job that's done here in the United States over the last 100 years. Meanwhile, over in Israel, in order to scuttle the P5 plus one deal, Netanyahu is ramping up the demands of the deal. And this is a very common Israeli tactic. You have a deal, Israel comes back and says, one more thing we want you to do. All right, we'll do one more thing. Oh, and one more thing after that. And they keep ramping up the demands to a ridiculous point where the other side realizes Israel is not negotiating in good faith, and they quit and walk away, at which point Israel says, we tried, we really tried to reach a peaceful, and they walked away. How, they're the bad people. We're seeing a repeat of that in the negotiations between Israel and Palestine, where Palestine is now saying there have been no direct talks with Israel for weeks now. The Americans are talking to Israel. The Americans are talking to Palestine. And what looks to be getting ready to happen is Israel and the United States will come up with a deal that basically gives Israel everything it wants and further erodes Palestine's independence and rights. They'll present it to Palestine and saying, here is the deal. Palestine will reject it. And the U.S. and Israel will say, we had a deal, but Palestine walked away. They're the bad people. By the way, there's been another bombing in Israel blamed on Palestine. Everyone's saying, we believe it had to be Palestine, meaning they don't actually have any evidence. And again, why would Palestine do something like that? They're getting what they want. The world is coming on board. The boycott, divestment maneuver, the world is seeing Israel for what it really is. Palestine isn't stupid enough to destroy that surge in popular support by carrying out a bombing. Israel, on the other hand, has a very strong motive to carry out a bombing and saying, ooh, it was them. It was them. Levant affair all over again. Meanwhile, up in Lebanon, the caretaker foreign minister, Adnan Mansour, is responding to Israel's unilateral decision to claim a large chunk of the eastern Mediterranean as Israeli territory, including large swaths of oil and gas fields. Now, under international law, your borders only go so far out into the ocean, and Israel simply mapped out a big chunk of the Mediterranean and said, this is now Israel territorial water. It's a violation of international law. It's a violation of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. But hey, international law and the United Nations never stopped Israel from simply saying, we own it all, which they have a habit of doing. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, perhaps the most desperate and pathetic attempt at propaganda by Israel I have seen in a very long time. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about the propaganda battle that's going on with Israel realizing that their image in the world, their public image, is taking a major battering over the issue of the maltreatment of the Palestinians, this blockade around Palestine that has been starving these people. because they dared vote for Hamas instead of the Israel-approved Palestinian Authority, the one time they were allowed to have elections. So they have come up with what I think is an all-time record for the bovine excrement award that we hand out here to the biggest of the liars. And the story now coming out of Israel is that based on new revelations from the Central Intelligence Agency, the sweetest smelling spies in the world, it was the Palestinians who were behind the Lockerbie bombing. So pay no attention to the fact that Libya was blamed and demonized, and Gaddafi was demonized over the Lockerbie. Forget all about the fact that we said Libya did it. You know, now the new operational situation is it's Palestine working together with the Syrians and Iran. Iran was in there, and Russia and China and Venezuela. They are all in cahoots to do Lockerbie. And I think it betrays a certain degree of panic on the part of Israel that they're going to dredge up Lockerbie and try and claim Palestine had anything to do with it, given how completely locked down Palestine has been all this time. And Netanyahu just jumped the shark on that one. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Juan down in San Antonio. Aloha, Juan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, how are you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. Listen, first of all, I want to introduce myself. I'm Juan Gonzalez, and I just barely found out about you just a few days ago, and I saw the one of your articles. I thought it was very, very awesome. It's called Our Bankers' Wars.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, that one got a lot of play.
Yeah, so I hope that I'm not being inconvenient, but I was just going to see if you could just comment a little bit more on that. And I also had a question. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I don't know if I'm starting a little small business here where it's trying to educate the Hispanic people here in San Antonio. And I don't know if you were bilingual and you wanted to come down here in San Antonio and educate us on the economy and what's really going on.
Well, I welcome any opportunity to get out there and talk to people about what's going on with the country. Unfortunately, I don't speak Spanish, even though I lived in Southern California for so many years. I picked up a few words and phrases, but certainly not competent enough to be able to address a Spanish-speaking audience with any kind of effectiveness. And so that really would not work out. Now, that being said, at the top of all of the pages of my articles, there is a Microsoft translator bar where you can basically say translate this page into, and Spanish is one of the languages that is in that list.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Well, either way, I mean, I'm bilingual, so what it is being a little small business entrepreneur and just trying to educate the Hispanic people what's going on, the great crash that I believe is coming, and a lot of people believe is coming, as far as the world economy. I think that we Hispanics are at a disadvantage, like a lot of people, but especially the ones who just speak Spanish, and they don't know what the hell is going on. So,
well, I mean, by all means, feel free to take the articles or any of my original articles at the website. Feel free to take them and translate them and spread them around. And it does happen. A lot of my writings have been translated into other languages. I mean, by human translators, not just Google Translate, and just, you know, get the word out there. But I speak a little bit of a few languages, and my Spanish is. It's, in fact, I haven't even used it in the 16 years I've lived here in Hawaii since moving from Southern California. So I'm really at a loss for that.
Okay, well, that wouldn't be a problem. I mean, you'd still be interested if you wanted to cut. If I was to invite you out here to San Antonio and, you know, pay your hotel and everything, would you be able to come out here and do a special event for us?
Yeah, I would be able to, but let's take this discussion off the radio and just contact me through the email at the website, and we'll see if we can work something out, okay?
Okay, well, that's awesome. Can you comment a little bit more about what just the economy and what's going on, and just as to the gold? Everybody's rushing for gold while the media is not really, supposedly the Fed is printing all this money. The stock market is on fire, but really the behind the scenes, we're going to have a big gold rush, aren't we? Or we're going back to the gold standard, right?
Well, I do not agree with the idea of going back to a gold standard. I believe in going back. I support the idea of going back to a value-based standard. I'm actually going to be talking about all of these topics a little bit later in the show. It's on my list of talking points. So if you'll stay tuned, and we'll get to that. So thank you very much for the phone call. Have a Merry Christmas. And
thank you.
Again, thank you for the call. All righty, moving right along here. I want to get back. I'm sort of keeping things encapsulated here. Last week, there was a story that was being promoted, if you will, all over the independent media about how Nelson Mandela had received training from the Mossad and basically all this very dark stuff that was supposedly coming out about him. It started with Haaretz making the claim that Nelson Mandela was a Mossad agent. The people who are basically taking care of the archive of Nelson Mandela's personal documents have gone back and looked, and they are unable to find anything at all to substantiate this story that Nelson Mandela was involved with the Mossad. And I think what's going on here, I think Israel is out to wreck the memory of Nelson Mandela and his legacy so that his fight against apartheid can't be used with regard to what Israel is doing to Palestine, because especially with Nelson Mandela's passing, a lot of people are saying, well, apartheid is apartheid is apartheid, and that's what's going on in Israel. And that's a very powerful argument against apartheid. And I think Israel is trying to find some way to demonize Nelson Mandela posthumously in order that he and his legacy are not as effective in arguing against Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. Now then, I want to get on to the NSA, and I hate to say I told you so. Actually, that's not accurate. I rather enjoy it. Not too long ago, when I was putting out my first NSA challenge, I went through the history of codes and encryption and basically said, at this stage in the era of powerful computational equipment in the hands of ordinary people, breaking codes is actually quite difficult for the NSA, which we've proved with our four NSA challenges, and that NSA was able to read all your traffic because you were using encryption systems that NSA either already knew the method, which makes finding the key easy, or they were backdoored. And at that time, I said I was even suspicious about the computer products coming out of RSA, which includes the core of the PGP encryption system. And I got a lot of nasty emails saying, oh, no, it's secure, blah, blah, blah. Well, over the weekend, or actually end of last week, it came out that the National Security Agency paid the RSA company $10 million to weaken all of their encryption and add back doors. And this was made public by yet more releases by Edward Snowden. And it hammers home the point. The NSA has backdoored everything. And that is why they're able to spy on you, the ordinary law-abiding citizen. Now, they can't spy on real criminals and real terrorists, because real criminals and real terrorists are able to create their own codes and encryption systems, just like our NSA challenges, that can defeat the NSA. Now, apparently, Linus Torvalds, who's a major figure in the development of the Linux operating system, was asked at a conference whether the NSA demanded a backdoor into the Linux system, and he made a big show of saying no while nodding his head yes, which got a laugh from the audience. And of course, if the NSA has backdoored Windows and iOS and your smartphones and everything else, they're not going to leave a popular operating system like Linux open and free from their snooping. So it's inevitable that Linux has been compromised, and I had a very lively discussion with a bunch of Linux people who were saying over the weekend, no, it couldn't happen. Linux is all open source. It's all, you know, inspected and so forth. Well, between the publicly inspected open source for the Linux kernel and that distribution media, you don't know what happens to it. 99% of Linux users don't compile their own operating system. They just use whatever comes off that CD-ROM or that download. So we'll be right back after Phyllis Schlafly and more commercials.